This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Tony, right now, as things stand, 6 days out from the draft, who do you think is the guy who's most likely to be the Steelers' first-round pick?
You know, I did a mock draft about a week ago at SportsCheetah.com, and I had them taking Shedeur Sanders. And after that mock draft, it was a two-round mock draft, I got a lot of calls. And one thing that became apparent is it seems that Mike Tomlin is in favor of selecting Shedeur Sanders. Likes him personally, thinks he's got some upside. You know, with the Easter week, with the Easter holiday this weekend, it's quieter than it is, has been in the past, the weekend before the draft. But I think right now, Shedeur Sanders is a very good bet to be their selection at 21.
Do you think that there's a chance he doesn't make it there, the Saints being the team that is viewed as the biggest roadblock to the Steelers getting a Shedeur Sanders slide?
I would be surprised because I've heard nothing about the Saints, you know, taking a quarterback, definitely taking a quarterback at 9 because of the Derek Carr situation. Now, I've not heard, and there's been no report on the finality of the Derek Carr situation. And regardless of that, I mean, the Saints have so many needs, quarterback being one of them. It would be foolish, in my opinion, for them to go off their board and take a quarterback and bypass another player at a position of need that's much higher rated. You know, the thing about it is Shedeur Sanders, and I reported this back at the Combine, is falling down draft boards in large part because people think he's a good prospect, but he's not a great prospect. He's not a prospect that deserves to be a top 10 selection, and there are better players in this draft.
Who does he remind you of as a quarterback prospect, Tony?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I haven't thought about that. You have to get back to me. I hate doing comparisons. This is what he reminds me of. Without one single player. He reminds me of prospects that are being overrated simply because they're quarterbacks. He's, you know, there's so much conversation about him because he's a quarterback. Also, his last name is Sanders. You know, if his name was Tony Pauline and he played the way he did, there wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be sucking this much oxygen out of the room.
Where would you rank him among quarterback prospects?
Right now, he's my 23rd player on my overall board.
And where is he among quarterbacks on your board?
He's number two. I have him as my number two quarterback ahead of Jackson Dart. Well ahead of Jackson Dart. I mean, I think he's a good prospect. I think he needs a lot of work fundamentally. I mean, the fundamentals are terrible, throwing off his back foot, not throwing proper footwork, running in reverse when he's being rushed. And the fact is, he does have a great arm. I mean, it's not like he can throw his way out of trouble.
Another argument that Steelers fans have made is wait on a quarterback and take that guy in the third round. How many quarterbacks and which quarterbacks do you think will be off the board by the time the Steelers pick at 83, Tony?
Well, I think a lot of quarterbacks are going to go in the top of round two, maybe late round one. I mean, Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe, are they late? They're going to go late first round, early round two. A lot of people like Tyler Shuck of Louisville, although there are some concerns about him. You know, third round quarterbacks, maybe Quinn Ewers last to their selection. Kyle McCord of Syracuse, although, you know, McCord needs a lot of work on his game. He's got great physical skills. You know, quarterbacks you get in the third round, they could be good players on Sunday, but they're going to need time.
How about Howard? Need proper coaching. Where do you think Will Howard gets drafted, Tony?
I have Will Howard right now as a fifth-round pick.
Wow. And
I'll tell you why. He could go earlier, and I know there's a lot of love for Will Howard. He's got an NFL arm. He can make a lot of throws. He can throw the ball downfield. But when you really watch Will Howard, when you watch the game film, he's very slow moving his head off the primary target. He made a lot of dangerous passes, especially in the college football playoffs, that you're not going to be able to make on Sunday. And people like him because of Ohio State's run through the college football playoffs to the championship. Understandable. You watch the Michigan game. You watch some of the other games. He was not as impressive.
Talking to Tony Pauline, one of our favorite draft experts here, 6 days out from the NFL draft. On the defensive line conversation, that's another hot one for Steelers fans. Give me, from this list of defensive linemen, Harmon from Oregon, Grant from Michigan, Nolan from Ole Miss. How many of those guys do you think will still be on the board when the Steelers pick at 21?
I think at least two of them. I think you got to watch what San Francisco does at 11. It could go Walter Nolan. I think there's a chance that Kenneth Grant or Derek Harmon could be available, but you've got teams like the Miami Dolphins, the Cincinnati Bengals, who also need defensive tackles. I think one, maybe two could be available, and early on I had some of those players mocked to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Nolan, I think Harmon, I even think Grant would be good fits for their system.
Which one do you think looks like the most Steelers-esque player to you, Tony?
I like Kenneth Grant because I think he can line up as in a three-man front. He's incredibly athletic. He has a tremendous amount of upside. You know, Mason Graham was the more consistent force on that Michigan defensive line, but it was Kenneth Grant who was just explosive, made some wild plays, just played with a sense of suddenness.
From this group of potential Steelers first-round sleepers, dark horse picks, guys that came here on visits who are first-round players that they've done their homework on, Amarian Hampton, Matthew Golden, Shamar Stewart from A&M, the edge rusher, Nicky Manwari from South Carolina, the safety. Who do you think would be from that group the most likely to be the Steelers' pick?
I would say Amarian Hampton, considering, you know, they lost Najee Harris in free agency, and Amarian Hampton is definitely the type of running back. His style is what the Steelers have had great success with. He fits the mold. Guy who grinds it on the inside. Smart back who can also catch the ball out of the backfield.
Tony Pauline, everybody. Tony, thanks for coming back on with us, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.